This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the show. Welcome to the program here. The number, should you wish to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want to discuss. There's, of course, a lot in the news as the inauguration of Biden comes closer. Normally, I wouldn't care. Normally, normally we wouldn't talk about it. It would be completely unremarkable.
Except for the 25,000 troops that are also occupying the Capitol.
Yeah. Right.
Nothing says a free democracy like filling your capital full of troops. Right. I mean, Uganda just had an election, and it's not this bad.
If you need 25,000 soldiers to conduct your inauguration, were you really elected?
Yeah, it's a pretty crazy situation. And then tomorrow there's supposed to be protests in all 50 state capitals are supposed to be armed protests. I'm going to go. Nobody's going, our co-host, is going with me. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I know you're going for the outreach aspect of that.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's time to talk about secession to people.
Hell yes.
So, I mean,
particularly here in the Shire.
Yeah, it's been time to talk about secession for decades, but, you know, it's time again. So that's the reason I'm going to go. I don't expect it to be like some sort of bloodbath. People think that I think there's a variety of opinions about this, that it either was set up by the feds or will be used by the feds to identify and or just wholesale slaughter everybody attending. I think
right,
that's pretty
yeah.
ridiculous. I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's more likely they're just going to try to identify everybody.
It's weird because being here in New Hampshire, on a daily basis, you just go out and about, do your regular shopping, and you'll see, you know, a bunch of people that are armed.
Yeah, sure.
Open carry is just a thing around here. It's just how it is.
It is.
But then, like, someplace like, you know, the city or the greater metropolitan area of Seattle, Washington, where everybody's all scared of guns and, like, only the cops are carrying guns.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, an armed protest means something different in that area. Here it's just like, oh, so regular people are just going to show up and protest? Okay. But,
right.
you know, somewhere else it's like, oh, armed people are going to protest. It's an outrage. You know, it's weird.
Yeah, it's interesting to see, and I don't understand why somebody would want to go to Washington, D.C. right now and protest whatever's going on. I mean,
it won't be in Washington, D.C. They the organizers of this 50-state thing
put a
notice up on their website saying they were going to do D.C., but they've canceled D.C. So it's in all the other capitals, but not D.C.
Right, and I mean, I don't know. I know in New Hampshire you could do an armed protest pretty much any place you want.
Right.
And that's, you know, that they arrested a guy in D.C. NPR took time out on a national broadcast to say they found a guy who believed in the believed the lies of the Second Amendment and the Constitution, and attempted to go to Washington D.C. had a Glock and a bunch of rounds.
Is that what NPR did? They called the Second Amendment lies?
No. I mean,
Amendment lies because
the Second Amendment is lies.
Obviously,
you cannot go to the capital
right.
of the country that is ruled, presumably, by the Constitution
right.
with a yeah. handgun. Then the Second Amendment is absolute BS.
Well, we saw what
Agreed.
Happened with a friend of the show, Adam Kokesh, who showed up with a shotgun in D.C. a few years ago and went to prison for it.
Yeah,
you got to reach out.
They didn't even catch him.
Well, they saw video of it.
Yeah, he was going
to... Could have been a green screen.
True.
That's true. He was going to have, you know, invite other people, and then there got to be some, you know, some folks hot and bothered,
yeah.
and he was like, okay, I'm just going to go by myself. And
right.
So
right.
I give him credit for not backing out and also having the balls to show up in D.C. where guns aren't allowed.
Yeah, the things that they do in Washington, D.C. are so bad that you have to be disarmed in order mm-hmm. to go there.
Yep.
Like, that's how bad it is.
Well, unless you're a politician, of course... the politician and their escorts can all be armed, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah, and not only are they going to put these troops and are putting these troops in the streets
they're
in
all
D.C.
Armed.
Yeah, they're armed. There's a ton of them already. There was video I saw. I don't know if you guys saw this. There was like a guy with like a construction uniform on. He was going to work, and he's sort of doing like a walk and talk with his cell phone or whatever, and recording video of himself as he's walking to work. And he's just kind of talking about the different security that's being put up around him, where they have now in the middle of the street. Or like at an intersection or like maybe right in front of an intersection or something. It wasn't real clear. He didn't show it for very long, but he showed this kind of tunnel thing. They had sort of made a one-way tunnel where, you know, only one line of cars could go through. So they sort of shortened the width of the street, basically, bottlenecked it, and made it so there's this tunnel. And then there was those flip-up things that prevent cars from going through a place, right? So, like, sort of this automated thing.
Oh, like the parking
up.
Lots have. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So they had installed those in the middle of the street. And they are completely controlling all the flow of traffic. I mean, as though D.C. traffic wasn't bad enough, if you've ever been to Washington, D.C.
Land of the free.
now there literally are checkpoints in the streets in Washington, D.C.
You know, one of the reasons that people voted Trump in is they feel disenfranchised and unrepresented in Washington, D.C.
Okay. By the way, Trump's behind all of this. He's the president.
Well, Trump doesn't get to do anything right now.
He's still the president.
I understand, but he could stop things.
Sure, he could. He's the president. He's the executive, the head of the executive branch. These are the executive troops. These are executive branch people. They are doing what they are told to do, and
yes.
He could tell them to not do it.
Plenty in the executive branch have not listened to Trump for 4 years. So the idea that they wouldn't listen to him now when no one should listen to him.
Well, under their system, they're supposed to listen to
him. I took civics class too, Ian,
yeah.
But you know as well, you're an adult now, and you understand that they lied to you in high school. Okay? Trump doesn't control this. It's not, and I'm not saying that's great or defending Trump. He just doesn't control
it. It sounds like you're defending him because he's the one who called in for the National Guard and the National Guard showed up. He's the one who's saying that he's going to have a orderly transition of power. He's the one who's conceded the election. And so he's behind this. Whether you want to believe it or not, he could stop it in the same way that he can bring troops home from Afghanistan.
In what way do you want him to stop it?
Well, he could order them to not do what they're doing, but he's ordered them into the city, and they're doing what they're doing because they're under his control.
How about you just, you know, take down all the gates and security?
Yeah, he could, do that.
And let people into the building because it belongs to them.
Yeah.
Theoretically.
So, you know, you say you're not defending Trump, but the reality is he's still in charge until the 20th. So, anyway, if you want to weigh in on this, 603-283-6160 is the number here. That's 603-283-6160. Nationwide protests expected tomorrow. The question is how many people are actually going to be there because you've got people saying, don't show up, it's a trap, that kind of stuff.
It's a trap!
Yeah.
Sorry, Star Wars nerds.
When people are saying don't show up, of course, it makes me more interested to see what's actually going to transpire.
If the government is telling you not to show up, you should probably show up.
Yeah, and people like Alex Jones are saying don't show up.
What?
Well, don't be surprised. Alex Jones is now on the side of the government. He's flipped.
Yeah,
he used to be against
it depends on you know, the temperature of his underarm and know how many beers he's had in a day.
Well, he loves Trump. So he used to be against the police state. He used to make police state documentaries,
yeah.
Multiple documentaries. And now he thinks it's okay to have martial law as long as Trump's running it. And that's what we have now in the streets. It's actually Trump-run martial law in Washington, D.C.
Everybody's got their deity.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, as far as I'm concerned, they've all been neocons.
Sure.
Trump is a interesting variation from what we have had up to this point.
Yeah, he's a character.
And
but the government hasn't gotten any smaller underneath him. He hasn't
I wouldn't make that claim. I didn't claim Trump was a libertarian. He is not.
But there's a super religious deity aspect to Trump's followers.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Not necessarily Trump. Like, I don't get it from Trump, but their followers, for whatever reason, are like, he is the chosen one. He is the holy orange man.
There are some of them actually believe that on the 20th, Trump will be the one who's inaugurated. There are actually people who believe that.
Pray harder.
Yeah.
Vote harder, pray harder. It's all the same.
603-283-6160. Open phones if you want to join us here. Coming up, how do you get a free bag of weed? Apparently.
I'll tell you.
Yeah. We'll share that with you. And this is a D.C. story, too.
It's
right?
A D.C. story.
Yeah. We'll get into that coming up. 603-283-6160. And, of course, you can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind, whether you want to talk about the troops amassing in D.C. or whatever you want. It goes here on Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Some of you asked, and now we've delivered. LRN.FM's live Keene, New Hampshire studio shows are now streamed in HD on Twitch. Visit our channel at twitch.lrn.fm and give it a follow. If you have Amazon Prime, you get one free subscription on Twitch. If you use it on our channel, Twitch will give LRN.FM a monthly piece of your Prime subscription cost. So please watch, follow, share, and subscribe to twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. How do you get a free bag of weed in D.C.? Captain Kickass will be telling us about that here in a moment, but I want to tell you about Liberty.menu. If you're a liberty-minded person, if you're a voluntarist, if you are a freedom-loving anarchist, you can go to Liberty.menu and you can list the things that you do there. Maybe you've got a business that you want other people to know about. Maybe you're promoting an event of some sort. Perhaps you have digital content you'd like people to be aware of. You can list it over at Liberty.menu, and you can do it for free at Liberty.menu. Use code FTL. You get a special free Talk Live listener badge. We can't give you a discount because the site is free. So head on over to Liberty.menu. So you wanted to tell us, Captain, about a special offer, limited time.
If you act now, you also get this free set of Ginsu knives. Now, how much would you pay?
Three easy payments.
This from Forbes.com. I'm still laughing about it. Get a free bag of marijuana with your COVID-19 vaccine.
Where is this?
In D.C. Cannabis activists in Washington, D.C. are planning to offer a free bag of marijuana to those receiving the vaccine for COVID-19.
Aren't the people who are getting the COVID vaccine the least likely to use marijuana and least probably shouldn't be? So we're talking about, say, first responders. I'm not looking for my firemen to be stoned. We're talking about...
Oh, wow, look at the fire, man.
We're talking about octogenarians. You know, not your biggest use of weed, the biggest weed users.
Depends on the glaucoma.
Yeah, it could be. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just, you know, they're not a huge demographic for it.
These cannabis activists.
D.C., where everybody works for the government. I don't want any of them stoned.
No.
Maybe I do. I don't know.
There's people that just work at restaurants and stuff in D.C., but they support the government, basically, by existing.
The group called D.C. Marijuana Justice announced this week the free cannabis giveaway dubbed Joints for Jabs.
It's a horrible
press. They need better marketing people. Is being arranged to coincide with vaccine clinics expected to open in the nation's capital soon. DCMJ wrote in a press release on Monday, with Joints for Jabs, the DCMJ activists hope to highlight the need for further cannabis policy reform at the national and local level while bringing awareness to the importance of equitable distribution of the COVID-19 vaccine. Once local health officials begin offering vaccines to the general public, dozens...
Ah, there you go, Mark. So it's once these are available to the general public. So not right now. You can't go get your bag of weed now. You have to wait until it's open for everybody for the vaccine. This is just they're trying to bribe people to get this vaccine, straight up. Yeah. That's what this is.
Dozens of home cannabis cultivators will celebrate the occasion by handing out free bags of marijuana outside vaccination centers. Locations and times of the Joints for Jabs giveaways will be announced after DCMJ has more information about local vaccination sites.
Now, it is a nice thing that in Washington, D.C., where it used to be a criminal offense to possess marijuana, that it has been, at the very least, legalized at the city level. Now, it's still illegal on federal property, as I understand it. Yeah, this was actually a few years ago. D.C. Passed, you know, D.C.'s weird, right? Like, it's
like the Vatican
zone.
of the United States.
So when the D.C. City Council passes a thing, it has to then go to the Congress, and then they have to either let it go through or not. And they actually did let this one go through. So it's been actually legal for you. Now, I don't know if it's legal yet to sell.
Is it just one of those things where, like, they're just not going to prosecute you?
It's not even, they can't even ticket you for it. It's not even criminal in any way, shape, or form. As I understand it, again, that's my understanding. I don't live in D.C., but you got to be careful because it's still illegal federally. And a whole lot of D.C. is federal property.
Yeah,
so, you know, you could be walking on the way to work, cross through a park, and now you're illegal because you have a bad
Now you're
week.
A felon suddenly.
Yeah.
Right,
So you really got to kind of be careful with that.
It does feel to me, and we keep saying things like, if your idea is a good idea, it doesn't require any force.
Mm.
Well, if your idea is a good idea, it also doesn't require giving away free weed.
Well, I think that there's a lot of people who want this vaccine, a lot of people who want other people to take the vaccine. There's a great deal of faith involved in this COVID thing. I'm not saying COVID doesn't exist. It does. And it's a bad disease if you get it.
Sure. Or not.
For most people,
they don't even show.
I don't want to sit in the same room with somebody with COVID and say, have them talk to me like real close and spit in my eye or whatever. I'm not looking for that.
I mean, it could be bad.
But
you could die, but 99.98 or 96% of people that get it are not going to.
I gave blood recently, and I had never had a COVID antibody.
Mm-hmm.
So I've traveled the globe. I mean, the globe. I have been more than two-thirds away around the globe.
You've
in
been
2020,
gallivanting.
From Hong Kong to Africa. And I have not come in contact with this. In all likelihood, I have this T-cell immunity that they talk about, but they don't talk about it at all. Mm. Like, most of America doesn't know that some large percentage of America, somewhere near half, has immunity or some, you know.
Yeah, they've already developed some sort of, their immune system's already just going to be like, oh, this,
well,
okay.
There was an article some time ago out of Great Britain where they tested blood from 2017, and people had T-cell antibody, T-cell immunity to COVID-19, named 19
wow.
because it was found in 2019.
Interesting.
And they had immunity in 2017.
So this has been around for a while.
Who knows? I'm not a scientist. I wouldn't claim to know what the reason was that they had immunity to it.
Yeah.
Maybe just some people are immune to it. Mm-hmm. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer, but I do know that that was in the article. And if you look up, and all you have to do is look it up, you'll find lots of science-y articles regarding this. And nobody wants to talk about science. Everybody wants to talk about what they hear.
Well, the science is settled.
Right.
The science is settled.
The science is settled because some people got on television and said some things. And
so.
We don't even know. Like, we're absolutely operating from a vast amount of ignorance surrounding this disease to the point that it's like, let's hand out free bags of weed.
Well, right. And that's kind of my point, is the ridiculousness of somebody going, hey, let's incentivize people to get this vaccine by giving away free bags of weed. To me, this sounds like a used car tactic. Right, you know, come on down to Jim Bob's Used Vaccines, and if you buy your vaccine now, you can get a free bag of weed.
Mm-hmm.
Right, this sounds like...
It's like the old days when they give you a toaster for opening a bank account kind of thing.
Yeah, except in this case, you're not really buying anything. They're giving these vaccine shots out for free, so it doesn't cost you anything.
It does cost you the time, and it also could kill you. So, you know,
yes,
or it could do some sort of damage to you.
But it's not like you're going out and buying it. So for them to need a marketing ploy behind it.
Well, it's an indicator that it's actually harder than they think it's going to be to convince people to take this.
Oh, they've got vaccines sitting on the shelves.
That's what I've heard.
More than, like, somewhere around half of the medical workers are refusing to take it.
Really?
Yeah. I've got some other article about that somewhere
in
my show.
Things that make you go, hmm.
Yeah. And so they're trying to figure out ways to speed up the delivery of these vaccines. Otherwise, because they go bad after a period of time.
They have to be kept in, like, 90 degrees, or negative 90 degrees, yeah. Right? Or something like that. It's like really, really cold temperatures required.
Depends on the vaccine.
Oh, really? 603-283-6160 is the number here if you want to join us. Mark, you say Trump is looking to launch a media empire. You wanted to talk about that tonight. 603-283-6160. Plus, coming up, we're talking about vaccines. They're talking about a COVID-19 vaccination passport. You heard the rumors? It's under development. It's Free Talk Live.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Up to 25,000 National Guard troops are heading to Washington, D.C. ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on Wednesday. A Guard spokesman saying their mission will be to support federal law enforcement and protect the nation's capital. The Secret Service is in charge of security preparations. Reaction still coming in to President-elect Joe Biden's coronavirus stimulus plan that he unveiled on Thursday night. The plan calls for an increase in the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour and also sending money to state and local governments that were affected by the coronavirus pandemic. Regarding all this extra spending, Job Creators CEO Alfredo Ortiz reminds everyone.
So they're not worried about how they're going to pay for it because they just think we can keep printing money and there's going to be no impact.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News. Federal prosecutors walked back the allegation of a plot to kill lawmakers during the mob attack on the U.S. Capitol. That announcement coming from acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Michael Sherwin. That announcement seemed to contradict statements made by federal prosecutors in Arizona, who said Thursday that rioters wanted to capture and assassinate elected officials. The oldest U.S. living Marine has passed away.
The oldest living U.S. Marine, Dorothy Schmidt Cole, has died. Her daughter and only child confirmed her mother's death at the age of 107 in North Carolina. The Charlotte Observer reports Cole enlisted as one of the earliest female Marine reservists following the bombing of Pearl Harbor after she was deemed too short for the Navy. She learned to fly an airplane at just 4'11" and persuaded the Marine Corps to let her be a pilot. She enlisted in July of 1943. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Make sure you favorite the LRN.FM Twitter account so you can receive our tweets at twitter.lrn.fm. That's twitter.lrn.fm.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. All you gotta do is dial in. Number 603-283-6160. Or you can connect with us on our Matrix chat server.
Morpheus?
What is the Matrix chat server? It is a decentralized, polycentric, you could call it that because there's different chat servers all around the planet. We have one of them, but they're all connected in this Matrix network. And it is open source, so you know what's behind the code if you're a programmer type. And it's been working out pretty great. We've been running the Matrix server since, I think, September, October of 2020, and it's been way better, in my opinion, than the Discord server that it replaced after Discord, a centralized corporation, booted us off. We knew it was coming, and so we put the Matrix server up there. And it
seems to be going around.
The booting?
The booting of people from platforms and things.
Indeed, that's sort of a hot topic these days.
Cancel culture.
And it's about time that it's finally now cool to quit Facebook.
I would just like to say to the purveyors of said social media that, you know, if you're going to boot people, individuals, groups, whatever, from your platform because they incite violence, may I recommend that you boot everybody employed by the entity known as government because they are the granddaddy all-time heavyweight champion of violence incitement.
Yeah.
Please be consistent with your principles.
That, yeah, if only well, that happened.
You're talking about people being booted for incitement to violence.
Supposed.
Well, yeah, but I want to talk about, you know, we were just talking about Free Talk Live being booted, and we have no clue. We didn't incite anybody to violence. We're a peace church.
Right.
So,
but they said that somebody, I think the...
Oh, they actually gave us a reason this
time? No, they gave like a generic statement about sort of the general section, and it had to do with like cyberbullying.
Somebody said something mean to somebody on our particular room.
Right, and when I asked them, and I, well, it's not ridiculous.
No, it happened. It absolutely happened.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, what are you going to do? It's just one of those things that occurs when people get on the internet.
Yeah.
They do say mean things to each other.
Right. And I think, and when I asked them, I said, well, can you get specific and, you know, tell us what exactly it was that happened? Because obviously we don't support threats of violence.
Yep.
We don't support the sort of thing that you're talking about. So it would be useful if you could tell us. What'd we miss, you know? Because they never responded to. They never gave any specifics.
Well, and none of them do. Anybody who gets banned from any of these social media places for, if it's a temporary ban or a permanent ban, they just go, oh, you violated our terms of service.
And that's it.
And that's it. And you go, well, what exactly did I post? It doesn't matter. You violated and you're gone.
Right. Yeah, I don't think they even know. Like, somebody says,
yeah, they don't care.
Bumped, and then nobody even knows. Yeah. And, you know, maybe you get, maybe you can get an appeal, and maybe you don't get an appeal.
Some people thought that Facebook was banning people who simply posted things about the Capitol, like photographs from the Capitol, quote-unquote invasion or whatever. If you just posted a picture, then you were banned. That's what some people thought, because they didn't know.
I'll never forget the time that we were got a 30-day ban from Facebook. And the bans have to do with how often you've been banned.
Oh, I've forgotten. Why? What about it?
When we got banned for posting Facebook page, a link to else's Facebook page. So Facebook banned us.
To the Meter Maids, the Gold Coast.
Gold Coast Meter Maids.
In Australia.
Yeah, they wear bikinis while they feed meters. And somebody, like Facebook, one of these, you know, mean little leftist trolls that works for Facebook decided it was a good idea to ban us for posting a link to a Facebook page. It's their page.
Yep, right. They didn't ban that
page. If it violates the community standards, that's their fault.
Yeah, crazy stuff. So let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Jet is in Austin, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jet.
Yeah. You guys like to hear about how I nullify government, different ideas I come up with, stuff like that, right?
Love to hear it.
Well, I got a couple more. I'm thinking that if we just, let me ask you these hypothetical questions first. Where is all the crime, typically? Where's all the pollution? Where's all the disease happening in larger cities, right?
Yeah, that sounds right. Sure.
So I've always thought that these state lines were stupid anyway. I mean, these arbitrary lines that somebody drew up a long time ago, people are paying attention to them. Mm-hmm. So why don't we promote the idea of just drawing a perimeter around these large city areas where all this nasty stuff is happening, and then leave the rest of us alone and... to live in peace. I thought that was a good idea.
That's a great idea, but the government gang does not want to let you live in peace because they want to extract money and wealth and, you know, obedience from you.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, you know, sometimes you get the people who support the state and police and called in, stuff like that. I'm hoping that will trigger off the question, because I always have this question for them, and that is, where do these people get the right power or authority? Now, we know the answer to that it's all made up and things, but I think it's really important to get other people thinking by putting that in the seat of their brain.
Well, they get it because they've brainwashed people by sending them to government-run schools for 13 plus years.
We know the answer, like I said.
But maybe our listeners don't.
The audience.
So I'd like to just explain briefly here that people are brainwashed into believing in the state, and they believe in the idea of so-called authority. In fact, Vin Armani posted something on his social media that I actually observed something similar recently, but he showed it's now spreading. So Joe Biden, his campaign rhetoric or his slogan on his social media, on like the header graphic, says, keep the faith. And I just thought that was really interesting.
And what faith is it?
The faith in the state, the faith in the God that is the state, the faith that the state is necessary and the state is good and the state is needed. And now it's not just Biden, it's multiple people. It's Kamala Harris and other Democrats now also with Keep the Faith.
But did you hear Nancy Pelosi the other day when she was talking about how there was an assault upon the temple of democracy?
Wow. Yeah, she used the word temple.
Jeez.
Wow.
The temple of democracy, yes.
Right.
And did you see,
called
all
it
the
sacred.
National Guard?
And on multiple occasions they called it sacred.
Yeah. They really want to use that term, sacred, to describe the Capitol building. I mean, as though it's a thieves' den. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah.
The world's largest and best decorated thieves' den. And
did you see all the National Guard social distancing inside the Capitol?
You're saying they were actually, what you're pointing out is they weren't social distancing, but
yeah, they're all sleeping next to each other.
Yeah, right next to one another.
It's just funny. And if Trump is still in charge, who invited them there? That's my curiosity.
That would be Trump.
I don't know. It's all a mystery to me.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Purportedly, he's the person who's in charge of the military, so it must be Trump. Thank you for the call tonight, Jet. Now, unless you believe that Trump is controlled by a dark cabal of, you know, Illuminati or Masons or whoever it is that you believe is pulling the, you know, the strings behind the scenes, and there's an argument for that.
I don't think Trump's in control in the sense that he's, you know, decided that these people were going to come. I think he's in control in the sense that it would be really foolish for him to say whomever, you know, whatever, you know, general of the National Guard or you know, whoever, the mayor of D.C., it was to say, no, we're not going to have a bunch of soldiers in our capital.
He could have
said that.
But he's not, because he's going along with the program. Trump's always gone along with the program. He just makes it look like he doesn't. He makes it look like he's some sort of maverick or whatever, and he's different.
I think he's different, but not operably different. Not a different.
Right. He's not gonna send a pardon to Edward Snowden in the next 2 days.
He may. I hope he does.
Well, I hope he does too, but I'm not gonna get my hopes up. I'm not gonna actually believe that he will.
When you look at the people that he's pardoned, he really should pardon you know, the three guys that I'd like pardoned.
He's not gonna.
Yeah.
I don't think he will.
No.
You know, 603-283-6160. He could, because he still has that power right up until the last moment. Supposedly. This is Free Talk Live.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
Live. We're here on the Saturday episode. It is live. And that means you can participate. Presuming you're listening between the live hours of 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Also, AnyPay 2.0 is here, and crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com's wallet, or Dash wallet, then your experience will be smooth. But some wallets, sadly, are just not ready for the impressive new payment technology. But they should be, and maybe they will be, if enough people reach out to their programmers. If you're a user of Coinomi or Exodus wallet, RelayX or Bread wallet, or any others that don't work with AnyPay, those are four that we've identified. You can go to anypayinc.com/upgrade, and you'll get a little bit of an education on why some wallets work and others don't, and then how you can reach out to the programmers of wallets like Coinomi or Exodus to let them know, hey, you're a user of their wallet, but you'd really like to be able to use it for payments, because that's what cryptocurrency was supposed to be. It was supposed to be currency. Digital cash, right. Currency. It's supposed to be something you can use. I just paid $10 yesterday to send some Bitcoin BTC somewhere. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
The convenience store here in town near the Bitcoin Embassy, Mighty Moose Mart, they use AnyPay.
That's right.
For their cash register.
Well, actually, there are three convenience stores that use AnyPay here.
Right,
in town.
But these guys I don't even know if they're officially open, but I stopped in there again today and got beer. They give a discount when you pay crypto.
They do. It's pretty sweet.
So not only can I buy beer with my crypto, but I don't have to use BTC. I can use BCH, which is a much lower transaction fee.
I mean, it's not.
And I get a discount.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I mean, you do live in crypto mecca, so it's.
I live in the future.
It's pretty nice. It's pretty nice. AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPay. AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. Let's go to Robert. He's in Vermont, right across the river here. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, I wouldn't accept any cannabis from the government because it could be laced with paraquat.
Or who knows what.
Nanobots or something.
These things have happened.
Yep. But you guys are talking about the vaccine, and I'm sure that I've asked this on the show, and I've asked this plenty of people. What is in the vaccine?
Lord only knows.
I don't know.
And that means I don't know, even though I'm a Lord.
Yeah, okay, they want you to test it, though, by putting it in your body, even though they have no liability whatsoever for any sort of bad things that could happen to you.
And first of all, there's two vaccines, at least going around the United States. I'm told that there are far more than two, but the ones in the U.S. are the Pfizer and the Moderna, I believe, are the two.
Well, and you could end up with something that's, I don't know, some Chinese knockoff. Yeah, I don't know. I think that people need to be careful of what they're doing, because just abdicating responsibility and saying, well, the government says it's okay, lots of people are dead because they've said that, and that's a poor choice. And don't forget that manufacturers of vaccines are legally not liable for their actions.
Right. They are exempt from you taking legal action against them should you be harmed or your family or loved ones be harmed in some way from taking these vaccines.
That doesn't mean that I won't take a vaccine. What it means is that I understand that, the human behavior system that we have, the way of holding people responsible for their actions doesn't exist in this circumstance. And when people are not responsible for their actions, they tend to act in a, wait for it, an irresponsible fashion. Yeah. So maybe these vaccines are great. They say they have a 90, the Moderna and the, what's the other one you said?
Pfizer.
One. They say they have a 95% effectivity rate or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And that's great. That's what I'd want. Now,
Your body's immune system has a 98 or 99.6 or something percent effectiveness.
To what?
Yeah. Against this virus. It's the question that I want all of our listeners to ask themselves. Why do you need a vaccine for something 99.9, whatever, 99.4, whatever it is? More than 99% of people will recover just fine from.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about the death rate, and then you're claiming that people who don't die recover completely, and that's not so. So there is this disease can cause long-term harm that we, the people on Free Talk Live are not doctors. They are people talking about their own experience.
Well, doctor says it's BS.
I'm an honorary doctor.
An honorary PhD, but not an honorary MD. So do not listen to the captain, who we call the captain and not the doctor, and the Lord. Lord captain, not Lord doctor. So that's all I'd say is, ladies and gentlemen, do not listen to Ian, Mark, or the captain regarding your medical stuff. But don't just listen to other random people on media either. If you listen to Ian, the captain, or Mark, then you're going to get whatever you get, and I'm not responsible for that either.
You should listen to me in the respect that you just need to ask yourself the question for yourself and then make the decision of your own accord.
Robert, any other comments? Go ahead.
I keep hoping that maybe somebody will call in and maybe give us an answer. I mean, the closest that I have come to this is that it's kind of like the way they put the vaccine together is almost like they would put, the snake bite venom together. They use the actual venom in order to be able to create the serum.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. But, hey, thank you, Robert, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I don't trust these government goons. And so anything the government is telling me to do, I'm naturally skeptical of. And so I'm sorry, I'm not going to wear your masks.
I think it's a good idea to be skeptical of what you're told.
I'm not going to do what you tell me.
Well, I think that is a poor idea. So if for instance, when it comes to seatbelts, you shouldn't not wear a seatbelt because the government tells you to wear a seatbelt. Seatbelts are, best I can tell, a net positive in life. I choose to do it. There's lots of things I choose to do that the government may try to force me to do. And I don't feel like I've made the world a better place by choosing to not wear a seatbelt. So,
But in the world of a seatbelt, you can observe that people get injured if they actually don't wear a seatbelt.
Whereas observable.
You can't really observe people getting COVID-19 because hardly anyone gets it. And certainly it's not a pandemic because almost no one that I know has even gotten it and has in any way suffered except for Gene the Christian Anarchist in our chat room.
Yeah, and he seems to.
But he's also an older gentleman who...
He prefers the term simply Christian anarchist, just to be clear.
Okay. Well, we've talked to him as Gene before.
I understand that.
Yeah.
the so right, I got it. People get the disease, and I certainly wouldn't want to get it. Now, do I think it's worth shutting the globe down over? No, absolutely not. And look, I'll make some modifications in my behavior. But I'm not, you know, I'm not going into any bathhouses and sitting really close to people. Not that I was doing that before. The thing is I've been social distancing for a decade now. I don't really have to change my life.
I consulted the magic rectangle.
The phone?
The magic rectangle, uh-huh. Right, yes. And I have a simple breakdown of the ingredients in COVID vaccines from HackensackMeridianHealth.com as of January 11th, 2021. mRNA, also known as messenger ribonucleic acid.
This is the new thing that has apparently never been in any vaccine until these. It's some sort of experimental thing that rewrites your DNA, isn't that right?
That sounds like BS.
This is specifically the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. Mm-hmm. mRNA, also known as the messenger ribonucleic acid, mRNA is the only active ingredient in the vaccine. The mRNA molecules contain the genetic material that provide instructions for our body on how to make the viral protein that triggers an immune response within our bodies. The immune response is what causes our bodies to make the antibodies needed to protect us from getting infected if exposed to the coronavirus. So, mRNA, that's ingredient number one. Lipids. The following
fat, right?
Lipids are, yeah, they're somewhat of a greasy exterior that helps mRNA slide inside the cells. Salts, potassium chloride, potassium, sodium chloride, sugar, basic table sugar, also known as sucrose.
Body's full of it.
The Moderna COVID-19 vaccine is made of the following: mRNA, lipids, acids, acid stabilizers, salts, and sucrose. That's it.
Okay.
According to this.
I still don't want to put it in my body. I don't care.
Well, you don't want to do it because you don't want to be on some list somewhere.
I just don't want to put it in my body. I don't know what the hell it is. I'm not going to put it in there.
Okay. I will only
take it. I don't trust these people. Do you?
I will only take it if I have to take it in order to travel.
Mm.
But, I mean, like I said, I have traveled the globe almost in like two-thirds of the way around in 2020. And, I mean, you know, I took a test. I have not gotten this disease. I'm likely one of a large percentage of people who have T-cell immunity, and it's just not going to be an issue for me. Maybe not. Who knows? I don't want it.
I wouldn't take it if I was 85 years old. I don't care.
But I'm not going to hide in a hovel either.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I'd rather take my risks and enjoy my life and not be living in this insane fear world that people are living in. I don't want to contribute to that in any way, shape, or form. There's more coming up here. Hour number two is on the way. Free Talk Live. Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG.
1-855-79-YOUNG.